amithejerk1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios, and we have a lot to get to. So let's get it started, MC Hammer. Let's get it started. I bring my own bags when I go grocery shopping, so I am not using their plastic bags. I have two types, one that keeps my food cold, and the other is just bigger for the rest. I use the bags as I am shopping to keep my food separated. I never go through the self-checkout. When I put my groceries on the belt, I put the bag in front of the groceries I want in the bags. One of the times I did it, an employee who came up to bag groceries started to put them in plastic bags. I explained that I used my own bags and had them separated by the bags I wanted to use. She gave me a disgusted look, said no, and walked away, leaving the groceries she had started bagging in the plastic bags.
No.
The cashier apologized and helped me bag them. I always volunteer to help or bag them myself, but that just makes the customers behind me wait longer. Am I the jerk for asking for them to be bagged like that? Or was she the jerk for leaving?
She's the jerk for leaving. Are you kidding me? No? Then quit. Don't work there. Don't be a bagger at a grocery store. And if somebody says, I'd like my bags, groceries bagged this way. No. If I was a manager, I'd be like, well, cool, you don't work here anymore. So guess what? You don't have to bag anybody's groceries.
Because I can totally see where, as a bagger, that would be annoying, but you're a bagger.
Right.
And
that's your job.
It's the customer's prerogative. Paper, plastic, or I have my own bags.
Yeah.
And if they have any directives on how they want those packed and they're telling you, kind of feel like that's on y'all to take
even
care of.
Even helping to 100%. Do it. And, you know, right there.
Literally, yeah. It's your job.
Again, totally understand it's not your favorite way to do your job, but it is kind of your job.
No. And walks off.
Yeah, walks off is crazy. That's crazy work for somebody that's making like $7.50.
You don't think she did like Morgan Freeman and asked for a bathroom break right at that point? Bathroom break, boss?
Okay, now if that had happened, I'd have been like, all right, touche. That's well
that's pretty
played
good. I'll bag the groceries. You go ahead.
That's
all
great.
Right, I will start with, yes, I'm the jerk here. Yesterday, I went to a well-known Texas fast food burger joint. I was in no hurry. I ordered and sat down. After a little bit, I realized that people that came in after me were getting their food. So I decided on an experiment. I sat silently alone just to see how long it would take for an employee to notice me and see what was going on. Employees came by, delivering food, sweeping floors, etc. Eventually, the minimum wage burger dude came by and asked if I had received my food. I said, quote, no, I ordered it 44 minutes ago. Is that normal?
Come on.
They promptly cooked my burger and gave me a free
legend.
Cookie.
Man, you got a free cookie out of that?
He did say, I'm a jerk, and signed off. But I'm basically asking, is he a jerk for
cookies
doing
and brownies?
Yeah, he is.
I ran this play like last week.
Did you?
Yeah, because I ordered online.
It took you 44 minutes?
It didn't take 44 minutes, but it was like 25 minutes. Of since I ordered, and then I got to the restaurant, and another 15 or 20 went by, and I just kind of stood there. I'm like, I'm kind of curious how, because when I got there, a lady asked me, what's your name? What's your order? She hands me my soda, and I'm just waiting, and I'm like, that person came in after me. Maybe they ordered online like I did, but they didn't come over here. That person came in after me. I'm just standing there, and the whole place clears out, and I'm the only person now in the burger place. And I'm just standing there with my arms crossed, like, when is someone going to talk to me again?
That is crazy.
Finally, they're like, did you have an order? I'm like, yeah, I remember you gave me this cup. I'm going to go doo-doo.
What happened?
Boy, it took that long to get your food, huh, Travis?
I'm a quick one.
It's a jerk move, and I probably would... I'm not going to be upset or mad about it.
And I didn't, complain or yell at anybody. I just stood there.
Me? Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. So is it a jerk move? Because you're not complaining. Like, you're just sitting there to see what happens.
Well, the is it normal? Is that normal?
That was a jerk
move. It to jerk territory.
I've ordered it 44 minutes ago. Is that normal?
Wow. And the guy is like, no, sir, it isn't.
Very passive aggressive.
Man, that is.
But he got that big old cookie right
kinda
there.
Worked out.
Yeah, at least they gave you a free cookie. 44 minutes to sit there and wait.
For a burger.
It's a long time.
At a fast food place.
Yeah, I usually have no problem being like, hey,
fast.
Just want to check on my order. I've been here for a few minutes.
And there are some burger spots that aren't exactly fast.
Right. And you know it.
You know it going in.
So you do have the mindset of, all right, it's going to take a little bit, but that's okay. This is what I ordered, and I know that's how it goes down. 44 minutes. I am personally not going to wait
that long.
There's no way.
At some point, I'll say
something. We will go about 10 minutes and go, hey,
Especially if you see people that you know came in after you get their food.
About that's how when long you start till going, mine's okay. done.
It's so funny to see a lot of people. I feel like this is maybe 85% of the people. If you go to a restaurant where you have to sit down, but they make you wait. All right, we don't have any tables,
right.
But you and everyone always scans the room just to see
how many people.
And if they got there before, how many people will it take if they got there before you ask about their table?
It's two usually. That's usually where I'm like, hey, I don't want to like cut in front of anybody here, but I definitely was here before that guy.
But you know, party size matters.
It does.
So that's why I always probably am a little more.
Also, where do you want to sit? Like sometimes it'll be outside or inside, and some people are like, I only want to sit inside.
Right,
I'll sit anywhere. They'll take somebody else.
And there's never like a complaint. It's more of a just, hey, about how much longer are we talking
that,
about?
I think it's about four or five people that will come in after you, and they'll sit down. And say, hey, man, I just want to make sure you didn't forget about me. Like, where are we on the list?
Because we all have that feeling when you're in line for an order or, like, you know, yours is supposed to be coming up and you have that mental timer of, like, this is 10 minutes or so. But then you start getting past there and then you start thinking, man, I don't remember that guy when I got here.
But I do feel like it maybe drives the hostess or whoever's up there kind of crazy.
Sure
it
does.
If you keep going up there and asking. But they almost have the control of, I have
well,
your table
tell
future
you,
in my hand.
If you're a host or a hostess, they always tell you overshoot the estimate. So if it's going to really take 15 minutes, you say, probably about 30 minutes for
table. I love that, too. That makes it feel like you won.
Even though
I would
know.
Love for more people to do that. Just even if 45 minutes. Ooh.
Under promise, over deliver.
Do I want to wait? And then,
but then if someone says, all right, 45 minutes, no, I don't want to wait. Do you stop and say, well, hang on. Maybe it'll be about 20 minutes.
Never.
No, I don't
not
think so.
Once.
This reminds me of, I just thought of this am I a jerk scenario. Because this happened to us when we were in San Francisco last week. So we went to this place called Molinari's Delicatessen.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a place where you had to take a number when you walked in. Which somehow I had looked it up online, so I knew immediately to grab a number. But I thought there's a couple of people that came in and were just standing around and then they realized other people were getting numbers. So that's one scenario. Another one is because they were calling it by number and it would take 3-4 minutes to make the sandwiches. They were taking their time, which was fine because it was great. But I noticed one guy got a number and then ordered four sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I was like, okay, well, I mean, it is your turn.
But you feel like everyone in that party should grab a number.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way.
I did too. And I think there was one time where you told someone to grab a number.
I did,
they just walked in and I thought that was very nice of you.
Yeah, because otherwise.
Because I wasn't going to do it.
Well,
although I had my number already just to see. And I didn't know about the. I would have been the one that would have walked in thinking that was the line and just stood there. But I think once I see a number being called, I go, oh, maybe I need to go grab a number.
Well, I felt bad because when we got there, I mean, we had to wait 20-30 minutes to get our sandwiches made. But then I noticed that lady that came in and she just walked and stood next to me. I was like, hey, gotta grab a number.
Very nice of you.
Why? Otherwise there could be 3 or 4 people that got in front of her and she didn't even know. And they weren't going to be like, oh, that lady was here first.
Oh no, not in that situation.
But what do you, like, how do you think about that in a place like that?
When you don't know, it seems like they should definitely have a huge sign that would say, take a number. And they don't.
But all restaurants that have a unique ordering system, it's there to separate the people that are regulars and that are not, because they're not usually real cool if you're not following their ordering process. Like, there's a bunch of lunch spots that in New York, it's a big deal where if you're not doing it the right way, they will kick you out of line. They will not take your order.
I feel like that's wrong, especially in tourist attractions like that.
I agree, but
famous that people, oh my gosh, I've heard about this deli, I want to go.
I think the thing is they don't want those people there.
Why wouldn't they want people there?
Slows
to
down their
process. Spend their money and discover their product.
Slows down their process.
And to be fair, I mean, they were obviously tourists. The one guy that ordered four sandwiches. I was like, well, everybody should have to take a thing because those two people showed up. Like, they went and parked the car and let you off. And I don't know. It was just kind of. It was interesting.
Hey, guys. It's not from Baldy, but hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I've been sitting on this store for a few weeks now trying to decide if I'm crazy or if this was as weird as it felt. And like Matt, I'm basically a walking confrontation. So I feel like I was made for this segment. Here's what happened. I'm at a local bar and grill on a patio with my dog, watching football and drinking what Matt would definitely call a crappy beer. I've been there for about an hour minding my own business. The patio has big tables and two couches. I'm sitting alone on the couch that's the farthest away from everyone. It's an L-shaped couch that could probably fit six grown adults, plenty of space, but still clearly occupied by me. Out of nowhere, a woman walks up with what looked like 8 to 10 kids. No warning, no eye contact, no hey, is this seat taken? Nothing.
Oh no.
She just tells all the kids, sit here, and points to the couch next to me. Then she starts walking off to an adults only table about 20 feet away. So I stop her and say, ma'am, I'm still sitting here. She looks at me and says, this is public seating. They can sit here if they want. I told her, I'm not going to sit here and babysit your kids while the adults go drink somewhere else. To me, it felt insane that someone would park a group of kids next to a random stranger drinking beer and just walk away like that. I look at the bartender and said, what the F is going on? Am I not sitting here? Apparently that one F-bomb was enough. They called the manager over. The next thing I know, I'm getting kicked out. No yelling, no big scene, just me versus a group, and I'm the one who leaves. So that's it. I'm sitting alone, drinking my crappy beer, watching football, and somehow I'm the guy who gets tossed. Am I the jerk?
This is a very interesting one. Because the profanity ups it.
It does.
Because
there are kids around.
There are kids around, but
I don't understand at a setting like that, if you have a group of kids, that you would just have them kind of, I mean, you're 20 feet away, but still just that group of kids, and I don't know the ages, so I'm not quite sure what the ages are.
He was sitting there, and there were open spaces on the couch he was sitting in, right. And the kids came and sat down next to him?
Right.
Yeah, that's not... He probably handled it better than I would have.
I probably would say something.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm literally sitting on this couch. It's public seating. They can sit there. I would have just laid on them. I'd be like, all right, well, I'm laying down.
There's no way you would have done that.
I don't know what I would have done, because that's like, I could see if there's a couch, if it's a scenario where couch here, table, then a couch across from you, and they sit on that other couch, sucks, but to sit on the couch you're sitting on is a little extreme.
With no adults present.
Right.
Right. If they're going to sit their kids somewhere else, I think everything else that happens after that is kind of null and void, because now they're my responsibility. Even if you're still in vaguely the same area or room.
Yeah.
You should be the one that's closest to your kids.
Right.
Yeah. So that's right. So over the top to do that. And I think that's what we want to take over this area. Hey, go sit by that guy. He'll leave.
That's what was going on.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then what if he spills his beer on you? Oh, sorry.
If they were going to throw you out for an F-bomb, if
and
you
just
still
orders
beer
a round of beer for the kids. Hey, round on
it's O'Doul's. What?
We're right here. Let's go.
He's like, I don't know. Your kid hit my arm and my beer dumped on him on accident.
I definitely would, if I'm the adult, with all the kids, would say something to the person sitting there. I know they're not the ruler over that particular section. I get that.
It wouldn't even enter my mind to tell my kids, hey, go sit on the couch next to strangers.
To the solo guy, just drinking a beer. That's like wild.
In my head, I would assume that couch is, he's got the couch. Maybe he's got a friend with him. He's waiting on a buddy. It's so
maybe
bizarre.
A group is coming. Yeah, he's the first one right there. And that's why it's weird not to ask anything. Right. Are these seats taken or something like that? So they just got off to a bad start. And I understand the escalation. And then he uses one F-bomb and then he's out. And then the kids are just kind of, you know,
yeah, and then I love this couch.
The parents like, yep, we knew that was going to happen. Now we got the whole space.
Why do you think we didn't want to be around those badass kids? Why do you think we put bombed them off on you?
Yeah, then all the parents sat on the couch, sent the kids to another part of the
brewery. And did the same thing. They cleared out the whole entire patio, just doing the same thing.
And then at that
point,
the owner's like, okay, I think you can come on back, dude.
Right. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com.